Hey guys, it's William. Welcome back to another episode of Pilots, the show that I started because I kind of get too many free episodes from Google. And I was like, you know what? I should just watch these pilot episodes of TV shows with my friends. So first I had to get friends. Once I did that, I was like, let's make this podcast. So here we are. I'm here with my friend Melissa. Okay, calm it down. It's called an intro. So I'm here with my friend Melissa. She's been on the show before. It's been a while.
Twice.
Yeah, okay.
Twice.
Sheesh, I think I only put one up.
I can't remember.
I think I, like, got food sickness that same day that we recorded that episode.
I don't know, I remember two. Oh, yeah, you're
See?
Right.
Yeah. That's really relevant for people. So, if you're not here to hear us talk about food poisoning, you're here to hear us talk about High Maintenance, an HBO show.
Yay.
So, well, what'd you think, Melissa? Just right off the bat, give the listeners a summary of what the show is from your gathering and what this first episode's about.
Well, I didn't know the show was called High Maintenance. I thought it was called Method.
That's the name of the episode.
Oh, that's the name of the episode.
Yeah, Meth and in parentheses OD. So oh. I'm guessing that is like now, at first we thought it was about the actors at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think it's about the guy who did meth. So, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. The Wikipedia article does say that this show, every episode focuses on a new set of characters. So I think the only continuing strain, besides maybe some people popping back up again, is the drug dealer, the weed salesman.
What's his name?
That's a good question. You know, he barely...
He was like in the first 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, and then like a little bit towards the end.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have a name on the show. It says they call him The Guy. So he's The Guy.
Oh, yeah. Clever.
Yep. So it's about The Guy. He bikes around New York, it looks like. And he is delivering weed to various customers who call him and get information. I would say that's what the show's about completely. But it seems like they switched all of a sudden to a client he's had in the past, but they focus on this guy for a really long time, and it seems to be more about this gay guy who pretends to be a meth addict. Is that what? And then he does meth, but he's living with a horrible, annoying white girl.
I think that he was living with that girl, and they did do drugs together. They did cocaine.
Yep.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
And they drank.
Yeah.
But I don't think he did meth until he got called out at the AA. Is that still AA?
That's Alcoholics Anonymous. So yeah. It's, I don't know. It said the CC, whatever thing.
CMC or something like that. Yeah. So I think he tried meth for the first time.
Yep.
It wasn't good.
When he did it, even though, never do meth, kids. Don't do hard drugs. Just not smart. Even though he was high, I don't think she should have splashed burning hot coffee on his face and then broke his leg, and then they were okay after that. You know, I was like, listen, that was a very random scene, and he wasn't even like aggressive to her. I mean, yeah, he was a little like high, but nothing to like warrant kicking him down and beating him with a stool.
Yeah,
that was kind of weird.
I think she did that just to keep him around. Does that make sense?
I think so, because I think she could tell she was losing him.
Yeah. And I think their whole relationship is just her controlling him.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is just another way.
Because he was talking about crystal.
Yeah.
Crystal meth, but he was saying crystal in the drug meeting. And he was saying how it controls him and all this stuff. So I'm pretty sure his addiction is to her in terms of he just wants to get her out of his life at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Because she sucks hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, he ends up doing meth anyways, which, what?
It makes no sense. The whole episode was like a roller coaster ride.
It was.
I have no idea who's who, what's what.
The only person we know for sure that will probably be the series regular is The Guy.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason we kind of know that is because the intro with the theme music and everything shows him through the whole intro riding his bike. So that's how we know the show is about him. But other than that, like you said, it's a very weird show. You even said you felt like it was improv at some point.
Yeah, especially the first scene. What was the purpose of that first scene?
Unless those two characters come back, which we won't know because this is the pilot if we don't watch it, you know.
Uh-huh.
But unless the two characters he visits at the beginning ever come back, we'll be confused. So in the first scene, he does a weed delivery to these two guys, one who's super muscular and just broke up with his girlfriend, and another guy who just like barely says anything. And the whole
what was his name? Chauncey.
Chauncey. Yeah, I love that. So the whole scene was just the weed delivery guy being very uncomfortable. And then he leaves. And then suddenly you're given the realization that Chauncey and the other guy are just
British
actors, and they were practicing for a role. And we were like, what in the world? And then we're like, oh, it can't get weirder than that. Nope, it can. So
that was it, right? Moved from that scene to the guy, the gay guy and the girl correct. At their party, right?
Yep.
And
I mean, you saw maybe one more scene, like we said, with the guy making visiting a friend, I think. Yeah, visiting a friend. But besides that, so personally for me, I would watch it again, but I, it's classified as a comedy. Would you say it's a comedy?
No. It's a slip in some comedy, but to me it feels more like a drama kind of thing, especially the way it's shot. It's really dark and drugs. And
I think if it would have kept going with the random encounters like at the beginning, you know, it could be a weird dark comedy thing.
Yeah.
But when they brought in the gay guy and how horrible that man's life was, like, I was like, okay, well, this isn't
like reality in a sense, because people do live through that. It is real. It's, and the reason why I didn't think it was scripted is because like people act so natural. Like that's things that you would say on, at the top of your head, like, you know? So, I mean, it's good, but it's just depressing.
Yeah. Maybe, like we said, that was just the first episode like that, and it switches depending on the people that he interacts with, you know? So different deliveries of different people don't have those weird problems like the gay guy had, but
they didn't show any normal people.
What do you mean?
Like, stable people.
I mean, no. Now that you mention it, Chauncey was high.
Everyone. I mean,
maybe the lady who was stable was the one who shouted at the drug dealer from the window. She's like, hey, that's a memorial. But maybe that's the only person. But yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'm right.
Calm down. So HBO, this seems like that seems like the perfect channel for this show, to be honest. It fits the vibe that HBO is going for. Like I said, at the end of the day, on a scale from 1 to 10, where would you rank it? 1 being the worst show on the planet, 10 being, wow, I watch every episode and fight for this to get renewed every season.
6.
Okay. What's your reason for that? Give me
the reason why is it's the same. It goes back to the, if, is this a scripted show?
Yes.
If it is, it's not very good. Because I feel like some of the things that they said was like obvious that they would say. Like that Vin Diesel thing, it was not funny. Did you think it was funny?
When she called him that?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was funny only because he looked like it.
But obviously.
But here's the thing. They put him in costume to look like that. Yeah. So they wrote their own joke with that scene. So it wasn't like a funny observation because they made the observation themselves. So it was less funny.
Yeah. And I didn't like that guy. The whole first scene, I didn't like it. None of it.
No.
And then like, the scenes that I liked the most was like when he was in the, like in the rehab thingy with the guys. That was like insightful. But
I kind of liked the theater scene at the end.
The theater scene?
When he's talking to his friend, you know?
Oh, I didn't get that.
Yeah. Well, it was the drug dealers with his friend, and the guy kept complaining about how he can't take a shower at the theater.
And then he told him to go take a shower at his place.
Yeah. So the reason I kind of like that is because it was like the first real like connection moment, like you're saying. But it felt like we were in the middle of the connection moment. Like we missed the beginning and the end of that scene.
Like he had no introduction. Like I wouldn't have guessed that was his friend. I thought he'd just worked there.
Correct. Yeah. It was really weird. It was like, okay, they've already done drugs. You could tell they're in the middle of that. And then they're leaving. But like you could tell there was a connection between those two characters, but we weren't shown that. You could just tell, but it wasn't enough for you to, like, care, you know? So, yeah. I mean, if this was made to be the pilot, like, if they were restarting after Vimeo, then this was a poor pilot in terms of, like, this is what the show is, come watch it over and over. If this is a continuation from Vimeo's web series and the pilot of that makes more sense,
yeah,
then okay, we started like four seasons in, it's our fault, you know?
Yeah.
But this is episode one from HBO's version, so same actors and everything.
Yeah, because the people who probably watched this series online already know how like the episodes go, so they're gonna be like, oh my god, the production is so much better.
Yeah.
But we didn't know anything.
No, had no idea. Jeez. So I would probably give it a 7. As the episode we watched, it's a 7 because there were interesting things to me, but there were things I would work on. And if the show was to progress and I kept watching it, if I saw improvements, I'd probably give it a higher score. But as of right now, based on the production and everything, I would just give it a 7. So it's not horrible, but it kept me interested, but it was not like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to see what happens next. It was more like, okay, let's see where they go. You know?
Okay. It was okay. Would I watch it again? No. Would I continue watching it? No.
Well, I'll have to let you know then.
After you're going to watch it?
I'll watch one more episode at least.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck.
And then it focuses, the entire show becomes about the gay guy and his horrible life. I'll be like, no, that's not what I wanted.
Are you
going to
hear me? I told you.
I'll be like, darn, Melissa.
I knew it. Don't keep watching.
Well.
Well, I'm out, you guys.
What'd you say?
I'm out.
You're out. Well, this was fun. I'm glad we're back. I'm not glad you're back. Whatever.
Hey.
No, I'm glad you're back, and I'm glad that I'm putting an episode up, because I think it's been like 3-4 months since I've done a pilot episode. So, guys, I'll try to learn English again. And after I'm done doing that, I'll definitely hopefully have Melissa over again.
We'll watch an animated show next time.
Yes. I got a bunch of those all keyed up in the Google Play.
Queued up.
Keyed up also works.
I guess.
You know what? Listen.
Tell me.
I know stuff.
So?
I'm confused by many things in this show, and I'm glad it's over. I guess.
Yay!
Thank you so much, guys, for listening. We'll see you in the next one. Thanks for being here, Melissa.
Bye.
Bye.